We're here on KSOM, KS95. We're talking high school baseball as the season is fast approaching. Let's talk Griswold baseball. The head coach for the Griswold Tigers, Ryan Lockwood. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
Well, you know, I'm excited to start the season. It's always fun to kick off the late spring and early summer with another baseball season. We've been working pretty hard through all the pitchers and catchers and then the hitting and stuff the last 4 months. Been having really good buy-in and stuff. Got pretty good numbers this year. So it's been pretty fun to grow along with these guys. And obviously we returned a lot of experienced players last year. So I think we got, you know, a fun season ahead of us.
Yeah, 6-10 record a year ago. And like you say, I don't think you had pretty much any seniors that had last year on the squad. So let's start with pitching. Bodie Wyman was your number one starter pretty much last year at a 3.20 ERA. Pretty solid pitching. Braden Lockwood also saw some time on the mound. Those are the number two starters you use the most. You know, how do you feel about these guys coming back this year?
Yeah, I mean, they've been looking good. They've got the experience. They've got the confidence. You know, last year they really showed that both of them could go a lot of innings for us. So, you know, Bodie, I would say the majority of his starts, he went complete games for us. We've very rarely had to bring in a relief pitcher for him, which, you know, saves a lot of pitching down the line, which is great. You know, Braden, a similar thing. He's usually giving us 5 or 6 innings, and, you know, being a year older, it just keeps getting a little bit stronger that way. You know, we also, you know, probably underutilized Colby Clint last year. We're still kind of getting some things dialed in with him, and he's really been looking good this year. So, you know, look for him to get starts this year instead of just being a relief pitcher. You know, Calden Turner and Nolan Smith are both going to be really powerful for us on the mound again. They really command the strike zone, you know, change up speeds pretty well, and they're just gaining more and more confidence. You know, I have a few other younger guys that are going to step up and probably be getting some time on the mound. You know, Kevin Turner and Braden Beck, you know, very likely see some time, and Wyatt Silk might even be seeing some time on the mound. He didn't pitch last year, but this year he's been working at it again. So, you know, we've got some depth there, which helps with the restrictions, you know, the state puts on us. And so it's pretty exciting watching them go, and hopefully this next week gets us really prepared for the game to start.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It sounds like you're pretty much set pitching wise, and that's good to hear there. Offensively, you know, Bodie Wyman and Zane Johnson kind of were your leaders last year. Johnson hit 392 and Bodie hit 429. And then you throw in Clint, who he bat 318 for you. You know, how do you feel about offense with these guys kind of probably leading the way again?
Yeah, we got guys that, you know, put the bat on the ball really well. I probably fell short with them last year a little bit. You know, middle of the season, we got a little bit into a slump. Just getting the ball through the gaps and stuff. And so, you know, learn from that as a coach. And so we've been really working on that kind of finish, not just about contact, but finishing properly and tying in some more extra base hits. We were pretty light on our extra base hits. We hit pretty good as a team last year overall, just the extra base hits. And then really filling in some of those gap areas. We've got a lot of good defensive players and stuff, but maybe not as confident on the offensive end. So we've really been working on those different things so we can have a, you know, more of a steady lineup instead of having, you know, a couple big hitters and then a couple guys trying to piece it all together. But, you know, they've been working really hard. We've got 19 guys out this year, and I think we've been, you know, 12 to 14 pretty solid every time we've had a workout through the preseason stuff. So that's great to see the buy-in.
Any young players that you feel that are up and coming that, you know, maybe didn't have the numbers last year that could be coming along fast this year that can contribute more?
Yeah, I mean, I've got six eighth graders coming in, and so we're obviously evaluating them, working on them. You know, with having better numbers, we'll be able to get a lot more JV games and stuff. I could definitely see a few of those kids creeping into a few situations and some varsity games, just kind of obviously have to see how things progress. Haven't had a lot of time with the whole team with track season and golf season going on. So a lot of dual sport guys and all that, which is good. But, you know, as far as freshmen this year, you know, Colton Freeze and Braden Becker are going to be big ones, have been stepping up. Their bats are coming around. Their arms are coming around as far as on the mound. And defensively, they're definitely getting there. Kevin Turner's a sophomore, and Callan Kaiser, those are my two sophomores this year. And they're both just elevating, very well through the ranks and definitely going to get, some of those spots there in some varsity games. And like I say, Kevin probably be on the mound and probably see him defensively quite a bit too. And at the plate, but, you know, so we've got a pretty good balance of age groups. You know, we've got three seniors this year. And so, it's pretty good balance. We got a few from every age group, so we can really keep, developing through.
Well, for some of these seniors, it's their last chance to make a mark as a Griswold Tiger. So I imagine they want to go out with a bang here. I mean, you're talking about Holden Jensen and Bodie Wyman and Alex Nelson and Cody Dorsher. I mean, Zane Johnson, these guys have been familiar names in other sports, and a lot of them are, a couple of them there have a chance to make it to state in terms of track, but what's that like for the senior class just to, you know, come through here and try to, like I said, do something special to finish things off?
You bet. We made kind of a big leap last year. I mean, yeah, we were 6-10. We had a few games that got canceled. We weren't able to get on the books. You know, hopefully we get a few more wins out of that. And we had about three or four other games that were one or two run games that just an error here or there could have really flipped it. And so these guys all know that they can do it. They know that they have the ability to play with anybody in our conference for sure. And we've added in five or six games this year to just up some more competition, see some different guys, and really prepare ourselves for postseason. You know, I've told the guys, you know, my goal is to try and keep them playing ball as long as they can, especially for those seniors. So, you know, we're trying to get, you know, start making some waves in that postseason. And obviously we want to hold our own in our conference. So, you know, I think they've worked their butts off and it's starting to show, and they can really see that. And so it's exciting to go into this last season.
So what's the biggest key for your team to have a successful season this year?
Consistency, I think. Last year, you know, we started off pretty strong with the bats. Our pitching was pretty solid. But our defense kind of let us down a little bit, a few just misplays, kind of routine plays that we just didn't follow through on the little details. And, you know, as we cleaned those things up, our offense kind of took a little bit of a hit. And so consistency for me as a coach to make sure that, you know, when we're working some of those things, more emphasis on it, we're not losing the other things, are not getting too stagnant. So if we can stay consistent, we can put, you know, 5-6 runs across every game. Our pitching and our defense is strong enough to give us a lot of opportunities if we can get those runs scored. If we sit and trying to win, you know, 1-0, 2-0 ball games, we'll win them, but we won't win as many, I don't think. So we just need to be consistent from start to finish and really just come ready to play every day.
Well, you got to play 4 games in 4 days to start the season. It all starts Monday the 19th as you take on Atlantic. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks a lot, Chris.
Ryan Lockwood, head coach for Griswold Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.